the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee. It's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starr.
Satsas, that's right. I love this American ride.
Well, hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Todd Starr Radio Program. Happy to have you guys with us today. Wow, we have so much to talk about. And right now, we are dispatching Ben Dieter over to McDonald's. We'll tell you more about that in just a moment. First of all, I want to say thank you. It was great to meet so many of our incredible listeners out on the West Coast. Got back in about 2 o'clock this morning and just had a wonderful visit. We had, almost, 1,000 people turning out for the Pacific Justice Institute Celebration of Justice, their incredible gala. Our good friend Judge Jeanine from over at Fox was the keynote speaker. Yours truly, the master of ceremonies. And it was a fun night. And I'm telling you, folks, conservatives in California, and this is the message here, conservatives in California are fired up. And something is happening out in the Golden State right now, and I see that Donald Trump is giving people hope, even in places like the darkness of California. It's just remarkable. And then yesterday, 3 services, we did a big book signing. By the way, Steve Garvey was at Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills. That's Pastor Jack Hibbs's church. And signed, 200 copies of Twilight's Last Gleaming. And got to meet so many of our wonderful, wonderful listeners out there in, that's Chino Hills, California, and then Anaheim. Let me say something here, folks, about what the churches are doing out there, and then we're going to get to, Trump.
I'm loving it.
Something remarkable is happening in California with the church community. And I've shared this with you in the past, but to actually see it in person, and I want you to hear me. All right, all of you folks listening to us in Statesville, North Carolina, just turn your volume up on your radio right now. And I want you to hear me on this. Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, is registering people to vote at church. So let me explain what happened on Sunday. And they had, 10, 15, 20,000 people at their church over 3 services. This church is amazing. Not only can you get to choose, do you want to sit inside for service or outside? And they have these massive videos. They have a beautiful courtyard, and you can sit outside and watch the service, or you can be inside, only because they got no room. I mean, they're meeting. They've got overflow rooms for the overflow rooms. But people are flocking to this church, and you want to know why? Because Jack Hibbs defied the government when they tried to shut down the churches during COVID. And a lot of Christians in California started waking up. A lot of non-Christians in California started waking up as well, and they're saying, wait a second, something is not right here. So Jack Hibbs, all this month leading up to Election Day, is preaching a series of sermons on what happens if Christians do not vote. And I'm going to tell you, after watching the sermon yesterday, very bad things are going to happen if Christians don't get out and vote in November. But here's what they decided to do. They decided to be a part of the solution. So Calvary Chapel announced that they were going to start registering people to vote, and they would also be a ballot drop-off location. So get this, on Sunday services, you can accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, get baptized, register to vote, and then actually cast your ballot, and then go have lunch. It's remarkable. They've been doing this for 4 weeks, and they're taking up ballots for, they have 4 different counties represented in their church. Get this, 4,000, they are collecting 4,000 ballots a week. They've been doing this for 4 weeks. And while I was there, and I posted some photos on the social media, and you can see the team, and they're out there, and just people are driving by. You can either walk out of the service or you can drive by. It's really a remarkable thing, and it's exciting to see. But I am telling you, something is going on here, and is it possible that Steve Garvey could actually beat Adam Shifty Schiff in the U.S. Senate race? It's a long shot, but it's possible. Now, Garvey's issue here is his team isn't letting him do a lot of conservative media. They've got to fix that, because you've got to get the base mobilized to get out there and vote for the Republican ticket. Again, ladies and gentlemen, too big to rig is the rally cry. Too big to rig. And you better be voting for every single Republican on that ballot, from President Trump all the way down to the dog catcher. I'm just telling you. So it's exciting. So all I'm I went out to California, deep, dark blue California, and I came back, flying back across the country last night into the wee hours of the morning, and I am telling you, I came away encouraged. I think it's not going to happen overnight, but people are waking up. But more importantly, people are staying put. You've got a remnant of conservatives who said, you know what, we love this state. It's a hellhole right now, but by golly, we're going to stay and we're going to fight. And by the way, this is all happening in Southern California. Why is this important? Why is Southern California important? Because that, ladies and gentlemen, was the birthplace of the conservative movement that put Ronald Wilson Reagan in the White House. That's why this is so important. All right. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926, our number. Can we talk about McDonald's for a moment? I'm loving it. I got to tell you, Donald Trump won the election over the weekend. That's what happened. And the mainstream media is enraged right now. Enraged. How dare that man? He wasn't working. No, actually, he was working. He was working the fry line at McDonald's. It was one of the most incredible things I have seen in politics, ladies and gentlemen. It was brilliant. And the reason why the Democrats are enraged over this and the mainstream media, they're just freaking out. We're going to play a lot of audio. But the reason why they're freaking out is because they didn't think of it first. And just step back for a moment. Why was Donald Trump there in the first place? Well, Donald Trump was there to prove that Kamala Harris had actually never worked at McDonald's. Kamala Harris lied about working at McDonald's. Kamala Harris said at a campaign stop, and she's trying to bolster her working class credentials when in fact she grew up in an upper middle class neighborhood, lived in a multi-bazillion dollar house. Mommy and daddy were incredibly well off, and Kamala Harris wants the Democrat base to think that she had to slum it growing up. And so she told people that she worked the fry line at McDonald's. But here's the problem. There's no evidence of that. Nobody can remember when she worked the campaign. And this is just some sort of a new revelation. Nobody knew about this. And Kamala Harris said that she had to pay her way through college by working the fry line at McDonald's. By the way, do we have the breaking news alert banner? We have some breaking news, ladies and gentlemen. Hold on just a moment. Breaking news. Ladies and gentlemen, we can now report that President Donald J. Trump has apparently fixed the ice cream machines at all McDonald's in America. You gotta love it. I'm loving it. So anyway, Kamala Harris had never worked. She lied, and the media covering up for her. Nobody can find any evidence that this woman worked at McDonald's. All you got to do is pull. You know they were pulling taxes. You know there's got to be some evidence there, but she never worked there. And that's why she lied about it. So Trump says, you know what? I'm going to go work at the fry line over at McDonald's. And that's exactly what he did. And they are mocking him. Now, the latest revelation here is that it was all staged. Well, first of all, this is a man who has had at least two attempts on his life, at least two assassination attempts. So they're just not going to let anybody pull up to the drive-thru at the McDonald's in Pennsylvania because they don't want somebody pulling out an AR-15 and taking down the president. So, yeah, everybody going through the drive-thru got vetted by the Secret Service. But you know what? They were real people. They were real human beings. People who live in Pennsylvania. And the media was going bonkers over this. They mocked Trump. And some of the stuff they're saying about Trump is just grossly offensive. They're saying it was all made up, but it wasn't. Trump literally worked the fry line. And may I just say something here about that? For me, the most poignant moment, and I don't know if you saw the videos, we've got them up on the socials, but the most poignant moment for me, there were two. One of them was you had the Indian American family, and the dad was just so thankful to meet President Trump, and he was talking about how he's just an ordinary guy. Do we have that? Let's play that.
I could do this all day. I wouldn't mind this job. I like this job. I think I might come back and do it again.
Thank you.
Look at that. Look at that. How are you?
Thank you, Mr. President.
Nice to see you.
You made it possible for ordinary people like us to meet you.
You're not ordinary.
I mean, thank you so much.
You are not ordinary. I can see.
We pray for you. And you are the type of person we want to be the president.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
So nice. Thank you for
taking the bullet for me. Thank you very much. Yeah, I took a bullet. That's right.
Thank you, Mr. President.
When you think about it, I guess that's right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
It was amazing. You know, the president said, here's your Big Mac, here's your fries. Thank you for taking a bullet for us. Oh, you're welcome. Yeah, I guess I did. But that poignant moment there when he said, you know, I'm just an ordinary guy. And Trump said, no, you're not. No, you are not ordinary. That's the real Donald Trump. The Donald Trump who respects everybody. The Donald Trump who is out there and he doesn't care where you're from. He doesn't care what your skin color is. This is a guy who is out there fighting for you, and he was having a good time yesterday. But here's the other part, and this was, for me, this was the most poignant moment. He's learning from the young guy how to make French fries, and we all know that in the fast food world that McDonald's has the best French fries, and Donald Trump, and a lot of people forget this about Donald Trump, Donald Trump actually loves McDonald's. Donald Trump is a consumer of McDonald's food. Kamala Harris is not. So Donald Trump is learning how to make French fries, and it was just it wasn't like just a made-for-TV moment. He was truly learning how to make these fries. And it was fascinating to me to watch this young man, and Donald Trump was, what he was doing was showing this young man, there's something important about what you do, that every job is a good job, that every job brings with it independence and nobility. Even, you know, again, you talk about the best French fries and fast food. It's not even Chick-fil-A, not even close. It's McDonald's fries. And Donald Trump brought that to that McDonald's and to show those young people that were working that, you know what, your job matters. That's what Donald, he was respecting these people. That's what he was doing. But I am telling you right here and right now, ladies and gentlemen, Donald Trump may have very well won this election based on what he did at the McDonald's yesterday. Donald Trump showed that he is one with the people. That's what he did yesterday. He's the same guy. Yeah, he's got $1 billion in the bank, but you know what? He still loves a Big Mac. He loves the Diet Coke. And probably just like Franklin Graham, who loves McDonald's, probably wishes it would bring back the fried apple pies that are 400 degrees Fahrenheit. That's Donald Trump. He is a man of the people. That's what came across yesterday. Donald Trump, a man of the people. And respecting the business owner, the guy who owned the local franchise of McDonald's. Did you see the phrase that was on the banner out in front of the McDonald's? Locally owned. Donald Trump loves small businesses. Folks, I am telling you, this was a brilliant thing that happened. The media knows that Kamala Harris is screwed, supersized, screwed as a result of what happened yesterday. And we're going to go through a lot of audio. The media is having a conniption fit. But I want you to hear me on this. All right, let's go back to this whole thing. Well, it was staged. No, he was literally learning how to fry French fries, and we had the video. But it wasn't real. No, it was real. But you know what wasn't real? And this illustrates how this media, it doesn't matter. Look, Donald Trump could have been at the crucifixion and taken Jesus Christ off of the cross, and the media would have found something to be critical about. That's how much they hate this man. Let me illustrate this. Last month, Kamala Harris was at Premonti Bros, which is a sandwich shop in Pennsylvania. She was there. They literally, and this was all on video, ladies and gentlemen, there were actual people eating in the restaurant. They made them leave. They shoved out all of the legitimate diners, and they brought in actors to pretend like they were customers. That, ladies and gentlemen, is a staged photo op. But you know what? The media, they never covered it. They never criticized her. They hate this man, and they hate this man because they hate you. And they know what's about to happen. And I am telling you, folks, New York State could very well be in play. We're going to talk about that, and I'll explain why. All right, 901-260-5926, our telephone number. I'm curious to hear your take on the Trump-McDonald's visit. This is the game changer for me. 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Starnes Show. I'm loving it. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation honors our nation's greatest heroes, their sacrifices, and helps our nation to never forget. Mario Nelson was a special man who respected and loved America. Mario joined the National Guard after 9/11. He volunteered to help with the recovery efforts at Ground Zero. Later, Mario and his wife had a daughter. Motivated by his 9/11 experience, he enlisted in the U.S. Army. Sergeant Mario Nelson later deployed to Iraq. Just 2 months shy of coming home, he was killed in action at the age of 26. Thanks to the support of friends like you, the Tunnels to Towers Foundation delivered a mortgage-free home to Mario's wife and daughter. In their darkest hours, that home brought them stability, peace of mind, and a place to call their own. Do good in honor of heroes like Mario, heroes who put their lives on the line for our country, our communities, and the freedoms we all enjoy. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Former President Donald Trump put on an apron today to pull off a political stunt in Bucks County, Pennsylvania.
You want to give it a try?
I do.
Working the fryer to try and claim without any evidence that Vice President Kamala Harris didn't work at a McDonald's while in college, as she said she did.
She never worked at McDonald's.
All right, there you go. That little bit from CBS News seething with rage over all of this. And no surprise that this is CBS. By the way, last night, 60 Minutes releases a statement, and they still will not release the transcripts of the Kamala Harris interview. They will not do it. I am telling you right here now, I have never seen a more corrupt news agency than CNN. It's, or rather, CBS. Well, CNN too, but definitely CBS News. So we're going to get to that. We're going to get to your calls as well. 901-260-5926. By the way, we are still raising some funds. We've got our banner up. So if you still want to give, we had gotten some notes over the weekend. Is it still possible to give to our friends in Western North Carolina? And we are keeping up the banner at ToddStearns.com. So if you would like to give, you can go over and do that. 100% of the money that we raise goes directly to the good people of Western North Carolina and East Tennessee. By the way, President Trump right now live in Asheville, North Carolina. The president taking questions from reporters. We're going to be monitoring that also. Tim Walz joined his fellow women on The View earlier today, and we'll be talking more about that. We've got some audio to play from that crazy interview. Oh, by the way, Walz completely pitched a hissy fit over the McDonald's story. All right, got to take a quick break here. 901-260-5926. And again, head over to ToddStearns.com, and you can still help out, contribute, and let's do something for our good friends in the Carolinas and Tennessee. We'll be right back, folks. Folks, hang on tight because we're heading into one of the most critical elections this nation's ever seen. And let's be honest, there's no guarantee it's going to go your way. We've already seen how far the radical left will go to push their agenda. If Kamala Harris takes the White House, you can expect more government control, higher taxes, and a full-blown assault on your freedoms. The stakes could not be higher, and you need to make it a priority to shield yourself. Gold is already up 21% this year and still climbing. This is your golden opportunity to fortify your savings. Text GOLDEN to 24999 to my friends at Priority Gold. With over two decades of experience and thousands of five-star reviews, we'll send you a free gold investor guide. Priority Gold makes it easy to diversify into physical gold, silver, and platinum, but you got to act fast. Text GOLDEN to 24999 for your free guide. Keep your retirement golden. Text GOLDEN to 24999 now. All right, Dave Ramsey, by the way, has now officially endorsed Donald Trump. And Ramsey says he doesn't care if he loses listeners, doesn't care if he loses viewers, because he owns everything. And so there's no way they're going to be able to cancel Dave Ramsey. Good for you, Dave Ramsey. And I'm glad to see more people coming out and doing that. We have already done that here on this radio program. And as a matter of fact, there's a big Trump sign right outside of the news bunker. Interestingly enough, Dave Ramsey doing some surveys, and according to their survey, this is from Ramsey Solutions, 2 weeks before the elections, 78% of Americans say they are worried about the economy. We're talking about adults. And by the way, this is fascinating. Millennials. That's you people ages 27 to 42. Millennials, 27 to 42, 83% of you folks are the most concerned about the economy. Is that true? Are you hearing that, millennials, in your people groups as you're sitting there eating your avocado toast? Maybe many people can't even afford to buy avocado toast anymore. I mean, it's really gotten that bad. 37% of Americans say their finances are in worse shape than 4 years ago. 34% say their finances about the same. So, ladies and gentlemen, 2 weeks before Election Day, how are you feeling? How are you feeling out there? Are you a little nervous? What are you nervous about? Give us a call, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Let's say hello to Betty in Georgia, listening to us on WDUN. Hi, Betty. What's going on?
Oh, hello. You said to call in to tell you if you watched a former President Trump a cooking at McDonald's, and he did. He was a sport. He was cool, and he was superb, and he highlighted that guy that trained him well. And I saw him. It was beautiful. I watch YouTube a lot on him and other things that come on, because I don't have a TV, but, you know, I enjoyed it so much. And whenever you said for me to call in, I wanted, and that girl said you'd like to talk to him. I try not to talk on there because I don't do too well.
Well, Betty, you're doing just fine. And let me ask you, when you saw President Trump and he showed up for work and he was wearing that red tie, he had the cufflinks on and putting on the apron?
Yeah, they had to put on it. Yeah, that girl did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they took his jacket off. He said, do I have to take my coat off? I listen to him. I watch him all the time. Listen, I'm on limited income. I don't have much money. I don't even have a hot water heater. I live alone. Nobody cares for seniors, and I don't want them to piss off on me because God's going to take care of me. We got to have a good president. He's the only one that can handle our nation, and people's got to realize that to wake up America. Listen, I pray constantly for him and his family because I love him. And they're precious. I wish he'd come to see me. I got a cabin here at the empty on my lot where I rent to own. He could come right here in Tacoma. And I would welcome him and everybody else would. They were all over the nation.
Well, listen, Betty, you're just a very kind lady. And I can tell you this, President Trump's going to take care of you guys. He's going to take care of seniors. And the reality is the Democrats, they will not do it. They don't care about you guys. All they care about are the illegals coming across our border in record numbers. Betty, got to run. God bless you there. Let's go to Robert in Gainesville, Georgia, WDUN. Hi, Robert. What's on your mind?
Hi, Todd. First of all, thank you to you and your staff for doing a great job. My wife and I listen to you every day, and we love you.
Thank you.
Two, I'm from Pennsylvania, so regards to Dieter. And three, I don't use a computer, but maybe some of your voters in California would like to look up Adam Schiff's genealogy. because he seems like a Marxist socialist. And 100 years ago, there was a New York financier named Jacob Schiff who financed Lenin. Maybe it's a small coincidence, but it might run in the family.
Well, you never know. I mean, when you look at the Democrat Party right now, I mean, they are the party of Marxism, Robert. You look at the Democrat Party platform right now, that's a Marxist platform.
So see if Jacob Schiff's any relative to Adam Schiff.
Will do. Robert, appreciate that call. Thank you very much, and thank you for those kind words. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. We'll be right back.
A large retail store just canceled a huge order, leaving MyPillow with a ton of extra MyPillows. But you know what? That's their loss and your gain. For the first time ever, you can get a standard classic MyPillow for wholesale prices, only $14.88. But it gets better. For a limited time, they're offering their entire classic collection at wholesale prices. Get queen-size MyPillows for just $18.88. Upgrade to a king for only a buck more. Get the body pillows for $29.88 and multi-use MyPillows for only $9.98. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code STARNS or call 800-839-8506 and take advantage of wholesale pricing for the first time ever. On top of that, receive free shipping on orders over $75. There have never been offered this low before. There are limited quantities. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-839-8506 and use promo code STARNS to get the standard MyPillow for only $14.88, the lowest price ever.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Happy to have you with us. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. So Tim Walz was on The View with the Squawking Magpies today. Here's what he had to say about Trump and McDonald's. Cut 24.
She actually worked in a McDonald's. She didn't go and pander and disrespect McDonald's workers by standing there in your red tie and take a picture.
Okay. Is this guy a dumbass? I mean, what is his problem here? No, I'm not asking any. I know there are problems with the jazz hands, and I get that. But I'm just wondering, what's this guy's problem? First of all, he's a liar. The man is a liar. Donald Trump, did you see Donald Trump pandering to anybody? Donald Trump was actually learning how to do a skill. He was learning how to fry French fries. And he was pretty much into it. Looks to me like he was respecting everybody there. So I'm curious. I'm very curious to know how in the world Trump was disrespecting McDonald's workers. The reality is Kamala Harris and Tim Walz, who, by the way, is worth over $1 million. How is that possible? A guy on a school teacher salary. How is it possible this guy's worth over $1 million now? And Tim Walz won't even take care of his own ailing mother. What does that tell you about Tim Walz? Anyway, Walz also on The View talking about President Trump and the military. Cut 25.
Donald Trump has talked about sending the National Guard after his political enemies. As you just said, the enemy within, we have to talk about. Now, you served in the National Guard. Can they really do that?
Well,
and how can we make people understand that Trump means what he says? If you listen to his supporters, they're like, well, he didn't say that. Then the guy will go, the interviewer will say, well, here it is, here's video, here's the quote. Well, he didn't mean it.
He does mean
it. How do you get through to these people?
Yeah, don't listen to us on this. Listen to people who are closest to him. Mark Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, said most dangerous man America's ever faced. His chief of staff, John Kelly, a four-star general, said he's the most flawed human being. I did serve for 24 years, and I'm proud that you get called up for state duty during flooding and hurricanes. And as governor, you use the National Guard for domestic missions called, Title 32 missions, or federal missions, Title 10, when they fall under the president. But we have something in this country starting out with Posse Comitatus and the Insurrection Act that doesn't allow for the use of troops against U.S. citizens. It's pretty foundational to our democracy that the person who's in charge can't use the military to suppress their political rivals. But I will say this, there was an attempt to weaken the Insurrection Act after Hurricane Katrina, and myself and Congressman Davis from Virginia worked to make sure we restored those protections. These are constitutional guardrails, and I think what we saw with Senator Vance's answer about the 2020 election is the guardrails are off with Donald Trump right now. And I think we know that. And I think for the Americans to recognize, well, we got through one Trump president, so we can get through another. Look, I'm an eternal optimist. I supervised the lunchroom for quite a few years, so I'm very optimistic. You're either optimistic or dead in the lunchroom. I'm an optimist, but our systems are strained, and the ability to politicize the military has never been tried in this country. He's trying it.
Well, for one thing, the only people weaponizing the Justice Department and the military would be, in fact, the Democrat Party, ladies and gentlemen. And again, they're out there calling Donald Trump, what, a modern day Hitler? Now, just think about this for a moment. All right. So for weeks now, all we've heard is that the president, former president, is a modern day Hitler. He is a threat to democracy. He's going to jail his political enemies. These are all the things that the Democrat Party is currently doing because they are in power. But I want you to step back for just a moment and think about this. All right. So let's just for Chuck Schumer, for example, Chuck Schumer's been one of the ones out there saying, oh, this guy's a threat to democracy. This guy's a modern day Hitler. Well, just a couple of nights ago, Chuck Schumer was sitting on the dais of the Al Smith dinner, the Catholic charity dinner in New York City, and he was yucking it up with Donald Trump. So what does that say about Chuck Schumer? If Chuck Schumer really does believe what he is saying, that Donald Trump is Hitler, why is he sharing a meal with someone he believes is Adolf Hitler? What does that say about Chuck Schumer? And ladies and gentlemen, is it possible that it says more about the lack of character and morality when it comes to Chuck Schumer as opposed to Donald J. Trump? Just want to throw that out there. 901-260-5926. Let's go to D, listening to us on our great station in Winston-Salem, WSJS. Hi, D, what's on your mind?
Hey, Mr. Todd, thank you for taking my call. Something beautiful happened last night that NBC didn't want to show, and I just want to talk about it for a second on your show, if that's okay.
D, you're Donald on the air. Trump, yeah.
Donald Trump was at the football game last night, and the whole crowd stood up, applauded him, and started chanting, USA, USA, and NBC wouldn't show him or show any of this.
Yes, this is actually true, and I had people there at the game, D, and it was really fascinating because they actually posted video on social medias. And you're absolutely right. The whole crowd was chanting USA, USA. You had President Trump. He was there in the one of the luxury suites, and he was waving at the crowd. And it was really a remarkable sight there at the Steelers game.
That's right. And if that was Harris, NBC would have put her on the TV and talked about, oh, how the crowd's chanting and hooting and hollering for her. But since it's Donald J. Trump, they wanted nothing to do with that. And we need to give him the credit that he deserves. On Sunday Night Football, national TV, primetime, he had the whole stadium in Pittsburgh chanting for him. And that needs to be reported and talked about.
So NBC News, to your point, D, not once did they show Trump on the Jumbotron. Not once did they mention him during the football game. It was like he wasn't even there. That is a form of suppression. That is a form of election interference. And I'll explain why I say that. If you go back to Taylor Swift and the Kansas City Chiefs, every time Taylor Swift, who is a devout disciple of Kamala Harris, every time Taylor Swift is in a football stadium, at least 75 or 80 times you're going to see Taylor Swift up on the Jumbotron. Every single time. But not Donald Trump. What does that tell you, D?
That's right. If he scores a touchdown, I'm not even going to say his name, the tight end for Kansas City. Because if I see him, I'd like to rub his face in the mud here in North Carolina. That's how much I don't like him. I'd rub his face through into the mud. But if they show her 10 times after he does something good, but like you said, they can't show the former president of the United States standing there classy, looking over the crowd, waving with 60, 70,000 people chanting his name and chanting USA. They can't show that one time. Something's not right with that.
No, you're absolutely right. It's not right, and I'm glad you called in, and I'm glad you saw that. That's on our list of crazy topics today. But again, you can expect more of that. They hate this man. They are never, ever going to give Trump a compliment at all in the media. It's just not going to happen. I mean, if you are an impartial observer and you see what Donald Trump did yesterday, you're thinking, you know what? That guy's not as bad as they're saying. But you see, they can't do that, D, because they want to portray this guy as Adolf Hitler. That's what they want to do. So they're going to attack every single thing Trump does. Look, Trump is right now in Asheville, North Carolina. You know who's not in Asheville? Kamala Harris, Joe Biden, FEMA. You know why? They don't care. They don't care about Western North Carolina. And there are two reasons, and I believe that's the case. And one of them has to do with the fact that, by and large, everybody in Western North Carolina votes Republican. And they want to punish you. They want to punish your fellow North Carolinians. Appreciate that call, and thank you for listening. But look, Donald Trump is there. Donald Trump's been giving millions and millions of dollars to the relief efforts, and the media refuses to acknowledge that except to say it's not enough. He's a cheapskate. He needs to be giving $10 million. I mean, that's how they do. It's just unacceptable. But that's who they are. That's who the media is. And this is why many of you, you understand what's going on, and you understand that the jig is up. That being said, I will give some credit here to the morning crew over at CNN who actually gave President Trump a thumbs up. Cut 22.
I have to say, when I first saw that image of Trump kind of hanging out the drive-through window, a part of me thought, wow, is that real? I never thought he would do something like that. The Trump that we saw in 1999 in that old ad is the one that was much more familiar to me. Like, look, we're going to run this town, right? Like someone who owns a McDonald's, not someone who works in one. I mean, clearly they have a strategy to try to appeal to working class voters, try to, you know, twist the knife on Harris. But I still found these images to be jarring.
Well, part of what is so striking about them is that he's not trying to not be Donald Trump. Like, some politicians go and they try to dress up as somebody they're not. He's still got the red tie. He's still so clearly himself. And I think this was an unbelievably smart move, because one thing that has differentiated Donald Trump from other really wealthy politicians is that he has never been seen as the aloof, the billionaire who would never deign to hang out with the commoners. Like, he has always sort of portrayed himself as, I'm the rich guy who doesn't really like the other rich guys. I'm one of you. And this is part of this. I think this was insanely smart.
Well, there you go. And it is insanely smart because he is. He's a blue-collar billionaire, ladies and gentlemen. Here's a guy who actually, he could eat at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse or Morton's or wherever. He could McCormick and Schmick's. But no, he eats at McDonald's. He likes to go down to KFC. Personally, I'm a Popeyes guy, but whatever floats your boat. Is he a regular? Is he a crispy original recipe? I don't know. We'll find out. But all that to say is that the American people are connecting with this guy. And we have got to get out the vote. By the way, early voting is underway today across the state of Texas. We'd like to hear from you to hear how things are going in Texas. If you've been out there, we are getting reports of long lines. And folks, I'm telling you, North Carolina Republicans are coming out in droves. And I'll explain what my concern here is in depth in the next hour. But hear me on this. I am concerned that there's going to be some sort of a cyber attack on Election Day, and that's why you need to get your vote in right now. We need to make sure that we bank our votes. That's the only job that Republicans have right now, is to get out there and get out the vote. And I want to challenge all of you churches out there as well. You've got Calvary Chapel Chino Hills, now a ballot collection place. What about your local church? You and your congregation pastors need to be getting out the vote. You need to be talking about the issues from the pulpit. I'm not telling you who to vote for, but you need to be telling your congregations to vote their values, and you need to be providing that information to your congregations. This is what the Republicans believe. This is what the Democrats believe. Vote accordingly. Vote your values. All right, we've got to take a quick break here. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. Hey, by the way, over during the break, head over to the website, toddstearns.com. You can still give to our relief effort in Western North Carolina. Well over, I believe, $16,000, $17,000 already raised. So we really appreciate your great efforts. Hang tight, everybody. Hour two coming up next.
The Pope is dead.
From Focus Features comes the electrifying new film, Conclave.
We're about to choose the most famous man in the world.
Based on the international best-selling thriller.
The Pope discovered something before he died.
Ralph Fiennes, Stanley Tucci.
Ambition becomes corruption.
John Lithgow and Isabella Rossellini.
We sisters have eyes and ears.
Top critics are raving. Conclave is hands down the best picture of the year.
I had to find the truth.
Conclave, rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Now playing only in theaters.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. All right. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. Happy to have you with us, folks. Hour two of the big show. And again, so great to meet so many of our incredible listeners out in Southern California over the weekend. And a special hello to our friends at Pacific Justice Institute doing some really incredible work. Well, we have been following this story for quite some time, and it's appalling what is happening right now to Steve Bannon, who by all estimations is currently a political prisoner of the Biden administration. And he is still in prison. The charge is being found guilty or being in contempt of Congress, which is bonkers, insane. But the reality is they want Bannon behind bars so he can't be influential out on the campaign trail. But even behind bars, Steve Bannon has a way of packing a punch and having influence. And I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line right now and welcome his daughter, Maureen Bannon, with us. Maureen, what an honor to have you with us today.
Thank you for having me on, Todd.
And, of course, you are also an Army veteran. I didn't realize that, Maureen, so God bless you, and thank you for serving our great nation. I'm not surprised, though. The Bannon family, you guys are fighters.
Thank you. It's truly an honor to have served and to continue serving even out of uniform.
Maureen, let's talk about what's going on with your dad. First of all, how is he doing? Are you guys able to have contact with him?
We email regularly since he has been in, so I am able to communicate with him. He's doing good. I know he's ready to be out, but he is doing good.
What is the message, you know, that he has for the America First conservatives that are listening to this program today?
That everyone needs to get out and vote. That was one of his big things, you know, since he's been in. He went in July 1st, but it's get out the vote. Make sure you are registered to vote in your state. And it doesn't stop there. You need to have a plan to vote and make sure that your vote counts. So that's his big, big thing, and that he's been, you know, focusing on since he's been in there.
That's what it's about, and you have to imagine he would be so proud of the way the campaign is going right now. President Trump seems to be hitting on all cylinders, and so you're telling me is he getting these daily updates? Is he staying up to speed on what's happening with the race?
He is. They are able to watch news in there now. Fox News and CNN, MSNBC. So he hasn't been able to watch War Room since he's been in Danbury, but they do have TVs that play the news in there. And then he gets emails from myself and our team that provide him updates and send him articles. So it's just, he's getting the same information, just a little bit delayed through the prison email system.
Well, it's, I mean, I'm glad he's getting that info. It's got to be driving him nutso to be sidelined, at least for the time being.
I think he would much rather be out, but he is still getting his voice heard. I know that the left got by throwing him in prison, especially in the 4 months leading up to this crucial election. They thought that his voice was going to be silenced, and he's getting his voice heard. You know, it's not him behind the mic, but he is getting his voice out there, if it's through myself or other people that he's able to communicate with. He put out an exclusive, you know, on Friday with the National Pulse, so he's able to get his voice heard, even though he is in Danbury still.
And Maureen, let's talk about that. He really should not be there, and I think there was an opportunity for him to get out maybe early. What's going on there? How quickly are we going to be able to get him back home?
Correct. So on August 29th, he filed a motion to reimpose bail or impose a period of supervised release, and he qualifies, or he's eligible for early release to home confinement under the First Step Act. He was not notified of this until Friday, when that exclusive came out that he was eligible. And the Bureau of Prisons is stating that there's not enough time left in his sentence to set that up for him to be released early to home confinement. So basically, in my opinion, it seems as if the Biden-Harris administration is making sure that he stays in until his original release date, so that he can't be the big key voice in this movement that we know he is. They're trying to continue to silence him up until his original release date. But what he's basically saying in the statement is he is eligible for early release, so he should be out as of now, but he is currently still in until his actual release date of October 29th.
Well, God help the Democrats on that date, Maureen. I can only imagine your dad coming out of there like a bull in a china shop.
Yeah, I think everyone thinks on the left that he's not going to hit the ground running and his voice isn't going to be heard. I've been asked before if I thought that his voice was going to be silenced, or if people would listen when he got out. And I said, you think that his voice isn't heard now, you know, or not many people hear it before he went in, which is not the case. It will be amplified even more when he gets out. More people will want to know what he has to say, especially since he's been, you know, away for 4 months.
No doubt about that. And I'm wondering, has the Trump campaign has President Trump been in touch or passed along any messages to your dad?
That I am not sure of at this time, but I believe that once he's out, they will probably be in communication in some way, shape, or form.
And meanwhile, War Room, you know, and that's a thing. I think they thought everything was just going to shut down while your dad was in prison. But War Room continues, and you guys are still out there, you know, fighting the good fight.
We are, and I think that, like you said, Todd, that they thought they'd silence his voice and then War Room would completely go away for 4 months. And I hate to break it to the left. I am my father's daughter. I'm very much like him. So I was not going to let that happen. My dad's voice was not going to be silenced for 4 months, and I was not going to let anything happen to War Room. And we've stayed strong. We've had amazing guest hosts. You know, we're ready for my dad to come back, but we've done an amazing job, my team and I, and I'm very grateful for everyone in the War Room posse that has stayed a avid listener while my dad has been away and supported us as well throughout that process.
Maureen, as an American citizen, watching what they did to your dad and the weaponization of the judicial system as a younger American, what is that, you know, again, when you're looking at what they did to him, what does that tell you about where we are in America right now?
It's very frightening that the Democrats are the ones who say that President Trump, when he is reelected, will be the one to throw his opponents or anyone that doesn't agree with him in prison. That's exactly what the left is doing. They did it to Peter Navarro. They put him in prison for 4 months. They put my dad in prison for 4 months. This should wake everyone up that we need to get out and vote and make sure that we get Donald Trump back in the White House. You know, we've seen the destruction that this administration has caused in the last 3.5 years, and we can't stand for another 4 years of this. We need Donald Trump back in office, and this should open up everyone's eyes that if they're going to do this to Peter Navarro and my dad, they won't stop at that. They will continue to do it to anyone that does not agree with them.
1,000%. And we've seen that. The FBI targeting moms and dads who complain at school board meetings, the pre-dawn guns-drawn raids on the homes of pro-lifers in this country, law-abiding gun owners. And, I mean, it really is open warfare. And here they are campaigning on this idea that Trump is the threat to democracy, when, in fact, they overthrew the legitimate candidate on the Democrat Party's ticket, installed somebody else. That, by sheer definition, is a coup, Maureen.
Yes, it's a bloodless coup, but they want everyone to forget that they did that. So, you know, they're trying to continuously talk about Trump and things that he's done. You know, Kamala Harris can't answer a question in an interview without bringing up Donald Trump's name. So it's the Democratic Party is all about deflection. They don't want you to see their issues and the corrupt things that they do. So they're going to try and paint us on the right as the ones that are doing everything that they are actually doing.
That's it. All right. Well, Maureen, again, let's give War Room a plug. Where can people go and watch the show?
Thank you again, Todd, for having me on. They can go to Real America's Voice. We're also on Rumble. If you go to Rumble and search Bannon's War Room, we are on from 10 to 12 Eastern Standard Time, Monday through Saturday, and then 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Monday through Friday. And you can watch us there and support us as well.
All right. Well, we're going to do that. And Maureen, tell your dad, give him our very best. And whatever you guys need, just let us know.
I will. Thank you again for having me on.
All right. Maureen Bannon, everybody. She is the chief executive officer of War Room, also a great American patriot, a military veteran. And folks, we have got to continue to pray for the Bannon family as well as supporting them and their efforts here. And I cannot wait for the day that he walks out of that prison. The Democrats are not going to know what hit him. I can tell you that he's going to be on them like a pit bull on a pork chop, ladies and gentlemen. All right, our telephone number here, 901-260-5926. Again, wanted to give you an update on what's happening with Steve Bannon, a political prisoner of the Biden administration. Oh, by the way, again, Kamala Harris out there today saying that Donald Trump's going to use the military to target the American people. First of all, that's simply not true. Second of all, Kamala Harris and the administration have implemented Directive 5240.01. That literally authorizes the government to use lethal force against American civilians. So again, when the Democrats are accusing Republicans of something, they're the ones that are actually guilty of it. All right, gotta take a break. This is the Todd Stearns Show.
The Pope is dead.
From Focus Features comes the electrifying new film, Conclave.
We're about to choose the most famous man in the world.
Based on the international best-selling thriller,
the Pope discovered something before he died.
Ralph Fiennes, Stanley Tucci.
Ambition becomes corruption.
John Lithgow and Isabella Rossellini.
We sisters have eyes and ears.
Top critics are raving. Conclave is hands down the best picture of the year.
I had to find the truth.
Conclave, rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Now playing only in theaters.
All right, have you heard about these white dudes for Harris? Well, we were able to track one of them down. This guy is in charge of the white dudes for Harris at Wayne State University in Detroit. Let's take a listen.
Hey, how are y'all doing? All right. My name is Maxim Kirkpatrick. I am a born and bred Michigander, a fellow on the Michigan One campaign, and president of Students for Harris Walz at Wayne State University.
Yeah, go Taylor Swift. Ooh. Anyway, now there you go. Do they not have just like any normal dudes that are a part of the campaign? I mean, it's, I got to tell you, some of these, maybe, just maybe, I think I just had an epiphany. Maybe they're surrounding themselves with all of these effeminate metrosexual dudes to make Tim Walz actually look like a man. Maybe that's the play here. I don't. sweet mercy. All right. Let's go to the phone lines here. 901-260-5926. Patty in North Carolina, WSIC, our great affiliate there. Hi, Patty. What's going on?
Todd, you can't make it up, huh?
No.
You can't. These people are unhinged. You know, Donald Trump is, I'm telling you, I have a feeling in my body, Todd. I think he's going to win in a landslide.
Well, I've been saying this on the program for a couple of weeks now, Patty. I'm just getting that vibe.
I am too. And Todd, I don't get that feeling. I didn't get that feeling. I got that feeling in 2016 that he won in a landslide. But he won. I didn't get that in 2020. But I am getting really good vibes. I'm telling you, the guy is unstoppable. The guy at the Al Smith dinner, he was spot on. Even Seltzer even put him on the top. He gave him credit.
Yeah, CNN, the little dwarf king, Brian Stelter from CNN.
Yes, he said the guy, he was funny as hell. Donald Trump, I'm telling you, the man upstairs is going to help this guy win the presidency. Mm. I'm telling you, he's going to help him. I'm telling you.
Patty, I don't know about you. I don't know about you, Patty, but I want everybody to think about this. There was a moment when President Trump, he had the red tie, the white shirt, the crisp white shirt with the cufflinks. He's got the McDonald's apron on, and he's leaning out of the drive-thru, Patty, and he's waving to the crowd. Patty, when I saw that, it was so reassuring, and it was almost as if, you know, the good Lord said, you know what, it's going to be okay, America. We're going to get through this, and this is the guy that's going to get us through that.
And I've been looking at him today. Dome and Warmonger are just lambasting him in Pennsylvania. They're sitting there and they're just belittling this guy. You know what? She's done. I'm sorry, but she's done. Her and Campon Timmy, see ya. I'm sorry. These guys are done. Donald Trump was in Western North Carolina. He is everywhere. I'm telling you, the guy, he's unstoppable, and they are so jealous. If you look at these, I got to give you credit, though. CNN did give him credit, though. CNN's been giving him credit. Have you noticed that?
They look, every now and again, they will have an episode where they break out and perform an act of journalism. That has happened, Patty, and it's impressive. But the reality is they still hate this guy. And they're not going to give him, by and large, they're not giving this guy any credit at all. But I'm telling you, I'm with you, Patty. I think something is going on here. Patty, got to run. Good hearing from you. Now, Kamala Harris actually released a new ad on socials telling guys that they're not going to get any sex if they don't vote for Kamala Harris. Cut 14.
It's a really nice place. Have you been here before?
Yeah, it's one of my favorite spots. I bring everybody here.
I said not go on a lot of dates, but...
Hello, ladies. I'm Trey. It's good to be here.
What do you do and how much do you make?
I work in finance, making six figures.
How tall are you?
6'5".
Do you have a plan to vote in November?
Nah, not my thing.
All right, so what you heard there was the women popping their balloons, indicating that they would not go out on a date with any man who doesn't vote for Kamala Harris. I'm just going to tell you guys, just don't even bother. If you need to be asking these women who they're voting for, and if they're voting for Kamala Harris, you need to keep walking. That's not going to be a good woman for you. Chances are they're men anyway. All right, got to take a break here. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Hey, ToddStarnes.com. Download our podcast, or check out our awesome newsletter. And, of course, you can also make a donation this hour to help our friends in Western North Carolina. We'll be right back.
The Pope is dead.
From Focus Features comes the electrifying new film, Conclave.
We're about to choose the most famous man in the world.
Based on the international best-selling thriller,
the Pope discovered something before he died.
Ralph Fiennes, Stanley Tucci.
Ambition becomes corruption.
John Lithgow and Isabella Rossellini.
We sisters have eyes and ears.
Top critics are raving. Conclave is hands down the best picture of the year.
I had to find the truth.
Conclave, rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Now playing only in theaters.
Welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. 901-260-5926. That is our telephone number. Let's go to the phone lines. John in Georgia has a question. Hi, John. How can I help?
Yes, I was just wondering. You know, you see, I think they had what was called the Christian Coalition who would put out something on the different candidates' position on issues and everything. But where is there anything, any place, site to go to that would have a good, you know, unbiased of each candidate?
So a voter's guide. You're looking for a voter's guide.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I'm going to answer that question for you. And that's a good question to be asking, John, because it's important for people to understand, okay, here's where the candidates stand on the issues. And we've got that available at FRC Action, the Family Research Council. They have a division, and they not only can provide you a presidential voter guide, but they'll also do it for individual states as well. So if you live in a battleground state, for example, you'll be able to click on that, and you'll be able to see where the candidates stand. They also have a federal and state voter guide. So again, it's frcaction.org, and we'll post a link to that on our live show blog, frcaction.org, John.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right. Glad to help out there. And folks, we need more voters like John. You know, John wants to go to the ballot box, and he wants to arrive prepared, ready to get down to business. Let's go to Jim in Lakeland, Tennessee, listening to us on KWAM. Hi, Jim. What's on your mind?
Saturday I voted, and I did the paper ballot. And I'm going to tell you, we didn't have to stand in line very long. They escorted and stand in line, you know, for a machine. We just went out straight to a table, and they printed this ballot off to us. And you got to, you know, color in just a complete area. And it took less time to do that than it would to operate the machine. I'm also told that the machines in Shelby County are not connected to the internet anywhere.
Now, I'm not familiar with that. Yeah, I'm not familiar with that, Jim, so I can't tell you one way or the other.
Yeah, I was told by several people at the voting poll that the machines in Shelby County are not connected anywhere to the internet.
Okay, well, we'll find out. And we'll get the lowdown there. I will say this. I voted. I too asked for a paper ballot, and I encourage you folks, get out there and ask for the paper ballot. It's super simple to fill out, and it'll take you just a few minutes. And, Jim, you're right. Once you actually get it, you're in and out in no time at all.
Yep, sure are. And, but now, to get inside the voting place, it might take you a little bit of time, but other than that, once you get in, you don't have to stand in line for a machine. You just say, I want paper ballot, and bam. And it's caught you over to a table, and then they print it off and get it to you.
Jim, I'm curious, voter turnout, do you normally vote early? And if so, how do the lines compare?
Well, the first day, they said it took about 30 minutes in Lakeland to get it in line to be able to vote. And then on Saturday, I stood in line maybe 10 minutes to get in, but the parking lot was completely full when I left, and a line was out the door.
Wow, that's huge. And I'm hearing in Texas today that the lines are just insane, and that I think bodes well for Republicans. I'm excited, and especially in North Carolina, they really got out the vote there in the Carolinas. So well done. But we got to keep it up, and we got a lot of ground to cover between now and Election Day, Jim. And real quick before I let you go, are you concerned, Jim, that there might be something happening on Election Day?
I don't know. You know, it's hard to say. You just never know. I'm worried about a few days after. We got to keep the House and take the Senate. Because if they want to take the House and Senate, we're going to have the same stuff that they did to Donald Trump, 4 years again. I mean, it's just continuous,
Well, I think you folks in Tennessee are good. Marsha Blackburn's she's going back, and I think most of the congressional delegation's going back as well. The concern I would have is a place like Texas where Senator Ted Cruz is in the fight for his life right now. And that tells me that Cruz just has not done a good job back in the district taking care of the district, Jim, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Well, I've heard that there's a lot of these Californians are going to Texas because of the cheaper prices and taking their politics with them, too.
Well, and there's a lot of that, but I'm telling you, a lot of politics is local, and especially on those Senate races. So Cruz, I think he should be able to pull it out, but it's a tough race. He's not raising a lot of money, and there's just not a lot of money on the Republican side, to be honest with you, and that's tough. Jim, always good hearing from you, and I'm so glad you went out to early vote. Thanks for that update. Let's go to Daytona Beach, Florida. Gary listening to us today. Hi, Gary. What's going on?
Matt, good afternoon. Thank you for taking the call. I'm really pleased with the last several weeks with the Trump campaign. And the Harris, I believe that they're in somewhat of a little bit of a tailspin. I mean, I watched Gretchen Whitmer and the governor of Wisconsin, Evers, and Shapiro. They all were forced to meet with each other and be on and take questions and have the press there. That shows me that they're nervous. They're really nervous about that.
Who's nervous?
I believe the Harris campaign's so nervous that in these battleground states that they were forced to get the three of those governors together to take questions and answers.
Yeah.
Harris is really nervous. Yeah.
Yeah, I see that. And she's really struggling. Over the weekend, she was supposed to be in Detroit to do a rally. She was supposed to give a speech, Gary. It was like an hour-long speech, and she lasted 8 or 9 minutes, and boom, she was gone. She was out of there. And she just really, she doesn't look like she's having a good time out there.
When somebody shouted out, "Christ is King," and she said that you're at the wrong rally, that's go down the road to the other rally, and that's not helpful for her campaign either.
Well, no, she's got a Catholic, a Jewish, and a Christian and Protestant Christian problem here, and we're going to talk about that in just a little while. But Gary, I think you're right. The Harris campaign is in a tailspin, and they can't figure out how to fix it, and they can't because there's an authenticity issue. She's trying to be something she's not. This woman is a radical leftist. She's a Marxist. She learned all of this at the feet of her father, who was a renowned Marxist economist. She is not a moderate. She is not a working class person. And I think the American people see through all of this. And quite frankly, she may possibly be a day drinker, as far as the evidence we've seen. Gary, gotta run. Appreciate that call. 901-260-5926. Have you seen her? I mean, it's like the cackle. It's just she laughs at inappropriate times, and she appears to be slurring her words a lot. Now, you can make of that what you will, but something is not quite right there. All right, 901-260-5926. I want to play this audio from MSD, or rather CNN. Angela Rye says that you white people who are voting for Donald Trump, you guys need to be held accountable. Let's take a listen.
Former President Obama was back out last night. This is the first time since he was in Pittsburgh, and invoked the potential of sexism in his appeal to black men to support the vice president, Angela. Should there be a course correction? Because there was so much backlash to that framework, was it a mistake for the former president to say what he did or to say it publicly? What was your assessment of what we heard from former President Obama?
You know, I think that it's wonderful that President Obama is out hitting the trail for democracy, frankly. And what I think is a mistake is to let white folks escape the accountability that they must face for not showing up to save democracy themselves. Like, they want to get mad at presidential candidates, right, when they don't wear a flag lapel pin or they don't see you pledging allegiance to the flag. That's what they want to get upset about. Now, the face of patriotism to them looks like trying to tear down the Capitol in a terrorist attack on January 6, 2021. So the responsibility of saving democracy should be on the largest demographic in this country. That is white men and white women. I don't want to see a women's march with pussy hats come January if something doesn't go right. What I want to see is for them to march themselves to the polls, including today. We are in Detroit, Michigan, for an early vote rally. In Michigan, early voting starts. Next big event at Pistons Land. We will be adjacent to that event, talking to folks, Detroit voters, about what they want to hear, about the agendas that matter to them, about the economy, about health care, about ensuring that democracy is preserved, even if it's not perfect. We're doing our part. It's time for white folks to turn their ire and their attention to each other.
So I'm just curious here, what exactly is Ms. Rye suggesting, Angela Rye of CNN? What is she suggesting? How does she intend on holding white people who vote for Donald Trump? How is she planning to hold them accountable? And what exactly is she trying to do here? So, again, as much as they're coming after, and this tells you something about their internals, because not only are they going after black men, and you had Barack Obama out there, many others coming after and attacking black men. Now the campaign, Harris campaign, is saying, hey, black men, if you don't vote for Kamala Harris, you're not going to be able to get a date. I mean, that's literally what the campaign ad says that's currently running right now on Facebook. So that tells me things are not looking good for the Democrats. Also, Lizzo on the campaign trail in Michigan. I want you to listen to what she said. Cut 12.
I'm so proud to be from this city. You know, they say if Kamala wins, then the whole country will be like Detroit. Okay? Proud like Detroit. Resilient like Detroit.
A war zone like Detroit. That's Lizzo. She's warning Americans that if we put Kamala Harris in the White House, the entire nation will look like that war zone known as Detroit, Michigan. All right, got to take a break here, folks. 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
The Pope is dead.
From Focus Features comes the electrifying new film, Conclave.
We're about to choose the most famous man in the world.
Based on the international best-selling thriller,
the Pope
discovered something before he died.
Ralph Fiennes, Stanley Tucci.
Ambition becomes corruption.
John Lithgow and Isabella Rossellini.
We sisters have eyes and ears.
Top critics are raving. Conclave is hands down the best picture of the year.
I had to find the truth.
Conclave, rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Now playing only in theaters.
All right, folks, coming up in the next hour, Chris Ruddy, the CEO of Newsmax TV, joins us. And of course, the exciting news is that Newsmax is now going public. Reuters reporting that Newsmax is now the fastest growing cable news channel in America and recognized as one of the top U.S. news brands. By the way, you now may be eligible to buy preferred shares in Newsmax before any IPO. To get information on that, you're going to want to go to NewsmaxInvest.com. That's NewsmaxInvest.com. So be sure to consult with your attorney, financial advisor, and they'll be able to help you out. But again, NewsmaxInvest.com is the website. So President Trump has a message to voters, cut number 10.
Early voting is underway, so get everyone you know and go out and vote. Go tomorrow. It's just starting. Go and vote. Make sure you vote and bring all our friends that want to vote for us. Tell them, Jill, get your fat husband off the couch. Get that fat pig off the couch. Tell him to go and vote for Trump. He's going to save our country. Get that guy the hell off her. Get him up, Jill. Slap him around. Get him up. Get him up, Jill. We want him off the couch to get out and vote.
Yeah, well done, Mr. President. It is early voting, and you do need to get out and vote. And you need to do it early. And again, ask for that paper ballot. They will give you a paper ballot, but you have to ask for one. All right. Someone sent this to me yesterday, and I love it. You know, we've been talking a lot about diversity and inclusion, and there's a movie, a great Clint Eastwood, a Dirty Harry movie back in 1976, and it was Dirty Harry who actually first predicted, and I had no idea this was the case, but it's true. Dirty Harry, Clint Eastwood, was the very first person to predict diversity and inclusion and equity in the workplace. Cut 17.
Well, Officer Moore, maybe you'll tell us all here about your most important felony arrest.
I've never made a felony arrest.
Well, maybe you'll tell us about your best misdemeanor arrest then.
I've never made a misdemeanor arrest either.
Then what the hell gives you the right to become an inspector when there's men have been out there on the street for 10 or 15 years?
The woman's place is in the home. Is that what you're trying to say?
What do you think this is, some kind of encounter group? I want to know what Officer Moore is going to do when somebody points a gun at her and says, hit the deck, you...
Just deliberately trying to fail this candidate, aren't you, Callahan?
Well, if she fails out there, she gets her ass blown off.
It's my ass. And, my hard luck.
Except that out there, you're going to have a partner. And if you get blown away, he gets blown away with you. And that's a hell of a price to pay for being stylish.
Wow, it's true. Now, you know, a lot of people, when they're talking about diversity and equity and inclusion, they'll say, oh, Clint Eastwood, he's a misogynist. No, Dirty Harry was not a misogynist. As a matter of fact, Dirty Harry mentioned nothing about the gender of the police officer who had been promoted to inspector. What he was talking about was ability. And the reality is that a lot of people are being put in positions of power, of responsibility, and they're not qualified. They're just simply not qualified. You literally have people out there right now telling people they've got to vote for Kamala Harris because she's a woman, because she's Indian, because she's black, because she speaks with a Cuban accent, because she speaks with a Spanish accent, because she prepares her collard greens in a bathtub where she washes her butt. I mean, it goes on and on and on. As opposed to actually sitting there and looking at all the candidates and saying, you know what, here's a candidate who can actually do the job. And it's interesting when you go all the way back to 1976, that's when all of this was being birthed. So now here we are, generations later, and honest to goodness, there could be somebody flying your airplane, that is not even really qualified. Maybe that's not the best person. You could be getting brain surgery, and the person who's about to pop open your brain and fiddle around inside may not be the most qualified person. I mean, we've all seen the videos coming out of the medical schools over the past couple of years. That is a frightening concept. But this is the reality of what the Democrat Party has given us. And it is we are down a very, very, very long, slippery road in this country. We have an opportunity in November to slam on the brakes and put the bus in reverse. The question is, are we going to be able to do it? All right, got to take a break here. 901-260-5926. Don't forget, head over to the website, toddstearns.com. If you have $10, $100, $1,000, let's help out our good friends over in Western North Carolina. We'll be right back, America.
The Pope.
Pope is dead.
From Focus Features comes the electrifying new film, Conclave.
We're about to choose the most famous man in the world.
Based on the international best-selling thriller,
The Pope discovered something before he died.
Ralph Fiennes, Stanley Tucci.
Ambition becomes corruption.
John Lithgow and Isabella Rossellini.
We sisters have eyes and ears.
Top critics are raving. Conclave is hands down the best picture of the year.
I had to find the truth.
Conclave, rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Now playing only in theaters.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I was thinking about this incident that happened in Wisconsin at the Kamala Harris rally, where you had the two college kids from University of Wisconsin-La Crosse. And they happen to be Christian young men, and one of them shouted out, Christ is King, and the other shouted out, Jesus is Lord. That's sort of like the double whammy of, like, triggering a Democrat these days. And, of course, Kamala Harris, and you know the story, stopped the rally, told the kids that they were in the wrong place and that they were probably looking for the other rally down the road. And a lot of people were surprised by this. Not yours truly. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program, ladies and gentlemen. Happy to have you with us. Hour three of the big show. Back in 2012, when I was on the TV side, and the network I was working for at the time sent me down to cover the Democrat convention in Charlotte, North Carolina. And that was the year that they voted to remove God from the party platform. They literally tried to evict God from the party. And people actually booed and heckled the name of God. I was there. I was in the arena when it happened. And immediately afterwards, there was a severe thunderstorm that hit Charlotte. I kid you not. It was like a monsoon. And I don't think it was a coincidence. I'm just telling you, I don't think that was a coincidence. All that to say, the Democrat Party's got a problem with the Almighty. And they tried to replace Jesus with Chicago Jesus. You guys remember that, Barack Obama. I mean, they were literally selling Barack Hussein Obama prayer shawls and Barack Obama nativity scenes at the DNC. I took pictures. I've got all the goods. So all that to say, there's a big problem in the Democrat Party right now. So not only do they have a problem with the Jews, not only do they have a problem with the Christians, now, oh, and don't forget, she completely ditched the Al Smith dinner. But now they've got a problem with the Muslims, and Trump is taking full advantage of the fact that Liz Cheney is campaigning with Kamala Harris, and Trump just put out a statement reminding the Muslims there in Michigan who is responsible for bombing their countries back to the Stone Age. That would be one VP, Dick Cheney, Liz Cheney, the daughter of Dick, ladies and gentlemen. All right, I want to go right now to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. We are always honored to have a great American patriot. And I am telling you what's happening with Newsmax and the growth of Newsmax. It's really phenomenal, and it's something to behold. Chris Ruddy, the chief executive officer, joins us today. Chris, hope you're doing well.
Well, Todd, great to have to be on with you. Great introduction. I think I'm also the grand poobah of Newsmax, but in addition to being CEO, but very happy to be running a great TV network that includes Todd Starnes.
Well, we have a lot of fun on the show at 5 o'clock Eastern on Newsmax 2, and I appreciate you giving me a platform. It's always fun hearing from so many of our viewers, and I will say this, I was in California over the weekend, Chris, speaking at Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, and the number of people that were coming up and saying how much they love Newsmax, it's pretty exciting.
Well, even more so, you know, we're now in almost 60 million homes. We just announced over a week ago that we're now on YouTube TV. You know, a lot of people know YouTube is the free video service, but they also have a pay cable TV service called YouTube TV. It's in almost 10 million homes. And now Newsmax is now part of it, which is really huge. So we're very excited about the potential. And Reuters Institute just came out with a study recently that found there were 12 top news brands in the United States, and that Newsmax was one of them. And I believe it's just people are voting with their remote controls, their clicks, their downloads, and they want Newsmax. And if you haven't, if your listeners haven't heard about it or seen it, we're on all the major cable networks, or you can download our app and watch Newsmax anywhere in the world, actually.
And, of course, you can also become a part owner in Newsmax by taking part in the big IPO. And we've got a great website, newsmaxinvest.com. That's got all the information there on how people can become a part of what we're doing.
Well, it's an amazing, exciting story. Earlier this summer, we announced that we plan to go public late this year, early next year. We have filed with the SEC to go public as an IPO. We are waiting for approval for that, but I can tell you that we are planning to be expected to be listed on the New York Stock Exchange. We already have a stock symbol ready to go. And as we're doing that, we're actually allowing eligible investors to buy shares early if they're eligible. And those requirements for eligibility, by the way, are set by the government, not Newsmax. But it allows people to, you know, we feel that people can buy shares, be a part owner of Newsmax, be part of our news revolution, bringing fair and honest media to the United States. We've had tremendous success. Our revenues are up over 300% in recent years. Our ratings are way up. We had 33 million people tune in the last quarter. That was Nielsen numbers. So it's a very exciting thing. And like you mentioned, people can actually go online to find out about the IPO, find out about investing now. And that's at newsmaxinvest.com. That's all one word, newsmaxinvest.com.
Now, I know that, you know, the big headline was that Newsmax signed a deal with YouTube TV, putting Newsmax on YouTube TV. Has that already happened? Can people start watching now, or is there a time lap here?
No, it started. When we announced it, it had started over a week ago. And apparently, if you look up your channel guide, you just do it under the letter N for Newsmax, and we should be there.
Fantastic.
And we're on Xfinity, we're on Spectrum, we're on Cox, we're on DirecTV, we're on Dish, we're on all the major systems around the country we should be on. So just check your, if you go to NewsmaxTV.com, you can find our Find Us button, and you can up top on the navigation, Find Us, NewsmaxTV.com, and find us in your local cable system. And we're happy to, you know, people, check us out. We want to be part of your TV lineup.
Chris, we're a couple of weeks out now, and I got to tell you, that Trump visit to the McDonald's, there were so many messages that were being sent to voters, and I think the legacy media, the Democrats, I don't think they understood that Trump was literally sending a message to the average American family that actually goes and eats at McDonald's on a pretty regular basis.
Well, first of all, I've known Donald Trump for over 25 years. You know what his favorite food is, Todd?
McDonald's.
And you know, when Donald Trump's lunch before he was president, well, in like the 1980s when he was at his office, it was always the same thing every day. It was a Big Mac, fries, and a Coke. Truth, this is God's honest truth. And then in about 1997 and 1998, it had a radical change in his diet. And it changed for lunch. Every day it became a Big Mac, fries, and a Diet Coke. That was the big change. And he loves McDonald's. Any event, that picture of him at the drive-through window and cooking the French fries, it's just an altogether classic.
You know, it's amazing. This election cycle, usually there's one or two moments that really define the campaign season. There have been so many things happen during this election cycle. I think you have like seven or eight different moments. If you know, you've been doing this a long time, Chris. Was there a moment you think that really is moving the needle towards Donald Trump?
Well, I'm not sure if there's a moment, but I think there's a realization that Kamala is not who we thought she was initially, and that she's not really ready for a primetime spot, a primetime job. And so that's going to happen in the coming 2 weeks, right? We're going to know the answer. The American people really want to put an untrusted, untested leader as the head of the free world. Or Trump, Donald Trump, you know what you get, and he had a really good record as president. And so I think the polls right now appear to be breaking his way, but it's very close, and the absentee ballots are going to be absolutely critical in this race.
Absolutely. I'm curious, are you surprised at the numbers we're seeing for early voting? It looks like, I know Georgia set a record, North Carolina had huge numbers, and of course Texas starts early voting today.
Not surprised, but I'm a little concerned. The Democrats have been traditionally better at getting out votes, and we are seeing that in Pennsylvania, the Democrats are pulling in about 65% of the absentee ballots, mail-in ballots, while the Republicans are only bringing in about 25%. If those numbers hold, it's going to give Kamala Harris a huge advantage when they get in to the presidential, to the actual election day when the votes close. Trump's going to win on election day, and then they're going to go, and he did in 20. Then they're going to go the absentee ballots, and the numbers there are pretty clear right now. So Trump has to win by a bigger margin than he did in 20. I think he'll do it, but, you know, it's still a little unclear in my mind.
Let's talk about election night coverage. I know that you guys are in, you know, deep in the throes of planning. What can viewers expect at Newsmax on election night?
Well, we're going to have Todd Starnes on the network. Have you ever heard of this guy?
I've heard of the guy. I think he's a pretty decent guy. He's got a southern accent, though, but other than that, pretty decent fella.
Well, we usually can't afford his rates. But he's doing us a favor this year, and he'll be on election night. So, Todd, we're looking forward to seeing you. And we're going to have all our great, you know, Dick Morris is one of Trump's advisors, John McLaughlin, the Trump pollster, Mark Halperin, who's one of the mainstream media type guys, but always gives it straight, Rick Santorum. So we're really excited about the coverage. We have Greta Van Susteren leading the night. And then we go to Rob Schmidt and Rob Kennedy and Greg Kelly. We have a really great team of people. So I'm going to be here in our New York studios watching the results. But right now, I think a lot of people are just tuning into Newsmax every day to get the latest poll numbers, and we're giving those.
It's a lot of information, and the team is just doing a really great job of getting that out there. And I think the viewers and the people, the newcomers to the network are just loving what they see on TV. Chris, we're going to have to leave it there. We got to take a break and pay some bills. You know how that goes in the broadcasting business. But we greatly appreciate the partnership with Newsmax.
And make sure your audience tunes into NewsmaxInvest.com, NewsmaxInvest.com. Yeah. Join with us on this IPO journey. We'd love to have you on board.
The Grand Poobah himself, ladies and gentlemen, Chris Ruddy, the CEO of Newsmax. By the way, folks, also check out Newsmax.com. You need to bookmark the website. They have some incredible stories, great breaking news coverage, and, of course, the awesome Newsmax magazine, which is great, great reading as well. Chris, always good hearing from you. All right, Chris Ruddy, ladies and gentlemen, on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. And we've got to take a quick break here. 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
The Pope is dead.
From Focus Features comes the electrifying new film, Conclave.
We're about to choose the most famous man in the world.
Based on the international best-selling thriller,
the Pope discovered something before he died.
Ralph Fiennes, Stanley Tucci.
Ambition becomes corruption.
John Lithgow and Isabella Rossellini.
We sisters have eyes and ears.
Top critics are raving. Conclave is hands down the best picture of the year.
I have to find the truth.
Conclave, rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Now playing only in theaters.
All right. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Todd Stearns radio program. Let's go to the phone lines here. 901-260-5926. Carol in Oregon, KYKN, our great affiliate. Hi, Carol. I understand you have a question.
Hi, Todd. Excuse me. I wondered if Mitch McConnell was holding that Republican money from Ted Cruz is hurting him. You said he's not got enough money.
Absolutely it is. And there's a story about that from the New York Post, where there is a Senate leadership fund, and Mitch McConnell is not giving any money at all to Ted Cruz. So McConnell is doing some pretty dirty stuff here, Carol. And if we're not careful, McConnell could cost us the opportunity to regain the Senate.
Wow. It's really sad, isn't it? I always see, like, Senators Joni Ernst and John Thune and the doctor, John Barrasso, always standing behind Mitch, but I bet you he's giving them a lot of money.
Well, no doubt about that. But Ted Cruz has not gotten a single penny. Cruz was doing an interview with Mark Levin, and he said he has not gotten a single penny. This was 5 or 6 days ago. Not a single penny from Mitch McConnell.
I don't understand how Mitch gets in again and again. He's not really a Republican. He's more like a rhino.
Well, he is. I mean, he's a Democrat. I mean, in all honesty, Carol, the way that he's been leading the Senate, and honestly, going all the way back to 2016, and what he and Paul Ryan did to sabotage Donald Trump and the America First agenda. Keep in mind that Trump was so successful, but he could have even been more successful had he had leadership within the Senate and the House that were working alongside of him.
Oh, thank you for all your information. Really love your show, Ted, Todd.
Well, thank you, Carol. Appreciate that. And you hang in there. But, yeah, folks, you need to be picking up the phone, and you need to be calling your elected leaders, and you need to tell them to tell Mitch McConnell to get with the program. And we've got to do what we can to save Ted Cruz's Senate seat there in Texas. By the way, this story out of Logansport, Indiana. We had a friend on from WOWO, W-O-W-O, in Fort Wayne, Indiana, a couple of weeks ago, talking about this problem. Thousands of migrants from Haiti have been relocated to Logansport, Indiana. Now, this is a town of just about 18,000 people, okay? Very, very small Indiana town. And so as a result of the Biden and Harris campaign, they are now dealing with a massive influx of these illegals. And here's how bad it is. They're literally shoving law-abiding American kids out of the schools because they actually have no room for law-abiding tax-paying children or the citizens or the children of taxpayers. It's bad. So a lot of parents there, very upset, and they're saying that a lot of the resources meant for the American kids are now going to hire teachers who speak multiple languages. Many residents, are you hearing this? Does this sound familiar? Logansport, Indiana, Sylacauga, Alabama, Springfield, Ohio. Are these names starting to ring a bell here, ladies and gentlemen? One resident telling the New York Post they no longer feel safe in Logansport. And they said, it's okay that we can help people, but not at the cost of our own children. And it's a fair point. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. Again, Logansport, Indiana, ladies and gentlemen, now under siege by these Haitian illegals. Got to take a break. We'll be right back.
The Pope is dead.
From Focus Features comes the electrifying new film, Conclave.
We're about to choose the most famous man in the world.
Based on the international best-selling thriller,
The Pope discovered something before he died.
Ralph Fiennes, Stanley Tucci.
Ambition becomes corruption.
John Lithgow and Isabella Rossellini.
We sisters have eyes and ears.
Top critics are raving. Conclave is hands down the best picture of the year.
I had to find the truth.
Conclave, rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Now playing only in theaters.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Great to have you with us today. So we've got many questions about homeschooling, and these are very important questions, and they're very fair questions based on what's happening in many of our taxpayer-funded school districts around the country, especially in light of the transgender movement. And many, many parents are saying, you know what, enough is enough. We want to make sure that we're educating our kids. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line and welcome back to the program our good friend Sam Sorbo, host of the Sam Sorbo Show, great podcast and radio host. And she's also a homeschool mom and has a brand new guide out, a parent's guide to homeschool, making education easy and fun. Sam, I hope you're doing well today.
Well, thank you. And it's so lovely to have this conversation with you because you're absolutely right. Parents are struggling today to try to make sense of the madness that has taken over in our schools and figure out how to protect their children while still offering their children the best possible chance for success, which, of course, we all know means giving your children the very best education that you can. And so in my book, my whole point is you can do this yourself. It's actually not rocket science. And they don't have a lock on the only way to, quote, educate children. In fact, they don't have a lock on how to educate children. Look what they're doing.
Sam, I was just in California over the weekend, and I was really, really surprised by the number of parents, young parents, that were coming up and saying, you know what, we homeschool our kids in Southern California. And I'm wondering, I know over the past decade or so, we saw a pretty dramatic swing in the number of homeschooling families. But I'm just curious, over the past couple of years, have you noticed an uptick?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, COVID doubled the number of children being homeschooled. And that actually stuck. Now, a lot of people thought that it would go back down after COVID. But because COVID revealed the abject impoverishment of thought in our schools today. And by the way, I don't criticize teachers. I think there are a lot of great teachers out there who are trying to work in a perverted system. But I do criticize the school system. And once parents were awakened to the fact that there are teachers in that system who are trying to pervert their children, there are teachers who want to have sex with your kids. I said it out loud. It's true. Once you're awake to that, you take your life in your hands. You take your child's life in your hands by submitting them to that culture, the culture that permits that. And so, you know, I talk to parents and they're like, well, our teacher is really wonderful. And I'm like, oh, really? And is your child with that teacher all day long? And have you been to that teacher's house? Like, how do you know that that teacher's wonderful? And how much time does that teacher spend with your child? And the problem that I have is parents who discover too late what's going on between, say, the teacher and the child, or between the child and the librarian, the book that the child is being offered, the media that the child is being offered inside the school walls in those several hours every day that the child is, quote, is actually away from the parents. And I want to get back to basics, Todd. God ordained the family. The schools have put it in their purview to destroy the family. They've been very successful. It goes against God. It goes against God's calling on our lives. And so I just want to get back to basics for parents, but also inform them that what's happening in the schools is not education. It's actually the opposite of education. It is schooling. Rest assured, the children are learning things. But what they're learning is the opposite of education.
Sam Sorbo is joining us today on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. So, Sam, you've got this great book, A Guide to Homeschooling. I mean, what are some of the broader questions you get, maybe some of the top questions that parents have as they're exploring whether or not to homeschool their kid?
Well, I love that you asked that, because that's exactly what Parents Guide to Homeschool sets out to answer for parents. And let's face it, parents don't even know what to ask. We don't really know. As a culture, we don't know what homeschooling is. We think that homeschooling would be school at home, but it's actually not. And so that's what I want to expose parents to, is this idea that education should be the most natural, easy, fun thing to do with your kids, because kids are natural learners. They're curious. They want to know everything. But when we send our kids to school, they're told to sit down and shut up and stop asking questions and stop learning what they want to learn and learn this stuff that somebody arbitrarily has chosen for them to learn. What that does is it sets up barriers. And there's no reason that we should be doing that to our children. We should be encouraging their natural curiosity, which is much easier to do, let's say at home. And I don't mean at home, because, of course, you can do that in the grocery store. You can do it at the park. You can do it at the bank with your kids. The school does not have to be at home or in an institution. Education happens all the time. So the book actually starts out by asking this question: well, what is education? And I would say to you, most parents can't really adequately answer that question, because we all went to school and we learned that education was basically the means to a good, better paying job, which is, unfortunately, a lie. Education should be about fulfilling your purpose, learning what your purpose is and learning how to fulfill your purpose. And that's not necessarily just the very best paying job, the high floor office with the view of the park or whatever, right? But our school system teaches us that success is defined by how much money you make, which is a horrible thing to teach a child. It also teaches children that they have no purpose, which is a horrible thing to teach a child. It teaches children that they're a collection of accidents. In other words, they have no value, which is, of course, a lie. And so I want to get away from that. I want to set parents free from the shackles of our school system and let them understand what God intended for their children and for them to have with their children, which is relationships.
Sam, I'm curious about your own experience. Did you know as soon as your kids were born that they were going to be homeschooled?
Absolutely not. I was the last person you would think might homeschool my kids. I was all about the academics. I was all about them going to the best school possible. We moved, actually, to afford my children a better public school. And then when I realized that the public school wasn't getting the job done, when my oldest, who's now 23, he was in second grade, I said to my husband, I looked at the private schools. They were very expensive, and they also were not excellent as I thought they needed to be. And I said to my husband, I think I could fail at homeschooling, but he will still be better off. And that's because what I saw was the importance of relationship. And what was coming home from as a social aspect from the schools was not pretty. And this is, we've long complained about the bullying problem in the schools. Well, when you teach children that survival of the fittest is the law of the land, evolution is the rule, then of course you're going to find bullies in the school. You're actually teaching them to bully. And by the way, rest assured, some of the bullying comes from the teachers, because they also have that attitude of survival of the fittest. So actually putting children in school, specifically government schools or factory schools, as I like to call them, is child abuse, and we shouldn't be doing it. But my book, Parents Guide to Homeschool, actually gives you the tools you need to understand how to get your children the best education for them.
Sam, what advice would you have to, say, teachers who maybe are Christian, maybe are conservative, and they are working in those government-funded, those taxpayer-funded classrooms?
Yeah, well, they're going to get frustrated eventually if they're not already too frustrated. So I would say, hey, you're doing a missional work inside the school, but don't compromise your values. And then the day that you get fired or you're dismissed or you just can't take it anymore, hang out your shingle and go educate other people's children for them.
Mm. SamSorbo.com, folks. That's the landing page for all of her books. You're going to be able to get The Parent's Guide to Homeschool, Making Education Easy and Fun. Also, access to all of her other projects. And, of course, you'll be able to check out and download this awesome podcast as well. Sam, one final question. You know, there's been a movement afoot lately to get conservatives elected to school boards. Do you recommend that? Is that a good move?
Well, I like the move, and I think that it's important, but I would still say take your own kids out of the schools. Get your kids off the front line. I'm all for parents fighting the war. We should be fighting the war. But in the meantime, don't make your kids fight on the front line. That's my most important goal is to free the children from the shackles of the schools. And the reason that I'm fighting this battle is because the parents are already shackled to the schools. So if I can help free the parents and then help free the children, then we're talking generational freedom. And that's what my goal is. But yeah, if you want to fight to get on the school board, but don't leave your kids in the school because you're sending the wrong message. You know there's a problem in the school. Don't leave your kids in there to fight it for you.
My big problem with all of this, and this is my suspicion, is that this is all meant to dumb down generations of American kids because stupid people are easier to control, Sam. And we see what's coming down the pike with Marxism in this country, and many of these kids have no clue what America is, what America is all about.
That's why when you keep your kids home and you teach them yourself or you give them good books and they learn the truth, they get a love for the truth and a love for freedom and a love for the nation that they won't get in school because the school has hidden all of the truth from the children. And you're absolutely right. That's all this is about. It's been happening for decades now, the intentional dumbing down of the U.S. citizenry. We see it in the silly videos that people post online with the, you know, man on the street interviews, how abjectly stupid people are in this country. I hate to say it, but it's true, and we all know it. And so, and by the way, teaching my own children was a huge learning experience for me, and God bless them for teaching me, right? This is the paradigm that we want. So I want to encourage parents. You are up to the task. God gave you your children for such a time as this, for this purpose, because they will teach you as you teach them. And by the way, you're not the teacher. I was not the teacher. I finally realized, I figured it out. God is the great teacher. And your children become self-taught before you even know it. And then all of a sudden, they're showing you things that you never thought possible or never dreamed about. So, yes, the institutionalized schooling is about basically creating ignorance among the populace. And they've been very successful at that endeavor.
All right, Sam, we're going to have to leave it there. Congratulations on the new book. Folks, this is an important read, and especially if you're a parent and looking to homeschool, go and get yourself a copy right now, samsorbo.com. Sam, thanks a lot.
Thank you so much, Todd. Good to speak.
All right. There you go, folks. You know, it's interesting. There are many people that believe that we can salvage the nation's education system. I'm not quite sure about that. Sam is clearly not convinced by that and says it's over, it's done, homeschool your kids. And I'm curious to hear from you. Do you believe that it's over, it's done with, that the only way to save America is to get your kids out of those government schools and start homeschooling? 901-260-5926, our number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
The Pope is dead.
From Focus Features comes the electrifying new film, Conclave.
We're about to choose the most famous man in the world.
Based on the international best-selling thriller,
The Pope discovered something before he died.
Ralph Fiennes, Stanley Tucci.
Ambition becomes corruption.
John Lithgow and Isabella Rossellini.
We sisters have eyes and ears.
Top critics are raving. Conclave is hands down the best picture of the year.
I had to find the truth.
Conclave, rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Now playing only in theaters.
This is probably my favorite audio of the day. a cop pulls over a guy who identifies as a cat. Cut 19, please.
Here you go. Okay. So you do currently have a California driver's license. You just don't have a physical copy on you at the moment.
That's my preferred method of identification.
And this is?
It's a cat caller. I'm currently identifying as a cat.
Fair enough. The information here on the tag, I'm assuming, belongs to you, the boyfriend?
Yeah. That's so rude. I hope you know I'm recording.
Well, it wasn't my intention to offend you, but he just identified as a cat, and you're wearing a Harrods Waltz t-shirt, so forgive me if I came to a conclusion that you guys are involved in some sort of a homosexual arrangement.
I'm not mad that you think we're together, but you're using gendered language. Besides, I'm not his boyfriend, I'm his owner.
Okay. Well, look, we can do this the hard way if you'd like. I can have this car towed, because last I checked, a cat is not licensed to operate a motor vehicle in the state of California. We can have animal control come get you, take you to a shelter where your owner can retrieve you for a fee of $70 after you're given the necessary immunizations, which do include a rabies shot, possibly even spayed or neuter, whichever you prefer or identify with. Is that what you guys want to do here?
What should we do? I don't know. I don't have $70.
Sir, I can also request that a mental health care professional come down here on scene and do an evaluation of you, because you're considering letting him take a rabies shot rather than just give me an ID, use some manners so I can give you your ticket and move along.
What? I want to know, what police department is this? Is someone yanking my chain here, or is that guy really identifying as a cat? Now, I saw the video. And the guy certainly did, you know, have, you know, well, he was an obese cat, but he certainly did have feline qualities about him. By the way, so the boyfriend owns the cat. So he identifies as the owner. Does that make the cat a slave? And I thought slavery was outlawed. So did we emancipate cats and dogs as well? That would be my question there. So anyway, thank you for that, officer. And we'll try to track down the police department. And I want to know, what town did that happen in? And he's right. You know, cats cannot get driver's licenses in California. It's against the law, I believe. So, or at least it ought to be. All right, 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. I want to play this audio here. This is from a Michigan voter and explaining why they are now supporting Donald Trump. Cut two.
The campaign that the Democrats ran was that Donald Trump hates us.
I felt safe,
though, in the country when Trump was in office. I don't feel safe right now with Kamala in office. So, I mean, that to me speaks more.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are sensing that. And it's just that Kamala has no, you know, they're all about vibe. There's no vibe there. By the way, want to give you an update on cookie sales. We were checking in with a bakery in the Pittsburgh area. Trump is apparently dominating the Trump-Harris cookie sales. Cut one.
I think it's me.
She bought a few Trump cookies.
And I wanted to get my mom one because she's 87 years old. She loves Trump.
I think we might not eat them.
We might save them this week. We might cherish them for a while now.
We didn't find anyone buying Harris cookies in our short time at the bakery.
Hey, anything else tonight?
But that doesn't mean they aren't being purchased.
And we actually just ran our numbers today. Donald Trump's leading at 21,000 cookies, individual cookies. Kamala Harris is at 6,200. And the sweetest candidate, it's about 9,800.
Wow. That tells me landslide victory for Donald Trump, ladies and gentlemen. All right. Hey, 5 o'clock Eastern tonight, Newsmax. Be sure to watch the show. We're going to have a lot of fun again, 5 o'clock Eastern. In the meantime, folks, check out ToddStarnes.com. Bookmark our page. And get out there and be good, America.